Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
All right, Connie, you're all set to go.
All right, thank you so much. Good evening. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. I am at this spot on Spiritual Connections Radio every Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. My show is called In the Arms of the Angels, and the focus I have on my show is the connection that we have with the angels in our daily journey. I have a website at www.drconniesays.com and would love for you to take a peek at it. I have several things on there. Most are a free download. I have one or two things that do cost a little bit, only because I was led by the angels to put a price on it, and they told me the price to put on it. So just following my guidance, following my my intuition, and have that on there. There's also a really fantastic free download that Mark did on a meditation for being introduced to your guardian angels. And for those of us who have already met our guardian angels and possibly even know their names, this meditation can also be used for your guardian angels to introduce you to other angelic beings that would be available for support for you. There's also a place on my website for to sign up for my newsletter, which I would greatly appreciate, and I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning into the show and having a listen. I to ask each of you a question, and the question is, what do you feel that you're doing your life purpose? Do you feel that you're on your way to doing your life purpose? And where are you at in your journey? There are many of us who could have the opportunity to look at our life circumstances and say that, you know, I can't do my life journey today because I don't have a job, or I'm too busy with the job I have, or I, you know, want to meet my special somebody, or I don't have enough money, or whatever. Just fill in the blank. So I wanted to share a story with you. One of my former clients, I will call him John, and when I first met John, know what to be captivated with first. His good looks, his amazing smile, his bright eyes, his bubbly personality, his positive attitude, his belief in himself, or the wheelchair, or the stump of the leg that had been amputated. And what John told me was he has type 2 diabetes, and he went in for surgery because they were going to take a look at his leg to see what they needed to do in surgery. And when John woke up, John went into surgery kind of not knowing what they were going to do, but there was kind of an idea. He woke up and he didn't have a leg. And my first several sessions with him was the preparation for losing the other leg. John's in his mid-40s. And the only thing he didn't, once he adjusted himself to what was going to happen, the only thing that he could talk about from then on was, this is what I'm going to do to help people. This is what I'm going to do to counsel young people who either are on their way to type 2 diabetes, which, as most of you probably know, is one of the only diseases that is, it's one of the only diseases that we bring up on ourselves. Nobody is born with the genetic makeup to contract type 2 diabetes. It's done through just pretty much not taking care of ourselves. And now that John was in this situation, the only thing he could think of, every time I went in to see him, he was in a rehab hospital, so he had all day. Now, some people would have all day to sit around and stare at what used to be their legs and complain and gripe, because now, the nurses were always telling him, wait till we come in to take care of you. He developed his upper body to the point that he could get into the chair by himself, so he wouldn't even let anybody help him. Because he had things to do. He would spend all day on his computer finding resources, finding networking with people, introducing himself via email and on the phone with people, on how he could network and get a program going for individuals to work with young people. And that's all he could talk about. Oh, and did I tell you that he was also legally blind? So without his contacts in, we'd have to stop and he'd have to go put his contacts in just so he could focus on me enough to have a session. So everything that he did was focused on a goal. And I never once heard him complain. I never once heard him say, poor me, this is hard, why me? It was always, this is what I'm going to do. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to walk. And he was able to hook up with an individual who was able to fit him with prosthetic legs. And I actually saw a video of him walking. And he was even saying, this is so cool because I can change the feet. I can change the feet so that I can run. I can change the feet. He loved to swim. So he was able to take his feet off and put flippers on. And he was going to be able to, swim like a fish. And he was so excited. And I'm wondering how I would have felt, or you can ask yourself, where would you be if you were in John's situation and you woke up one day and you didn't have a leg? And you were in preparation for losing your other leg. And he had to wait several weeks before the other surgery. So now he's anticipating and thinking about, what it's going to be like. So here's my challenge for you and my challenge for me. My challenge for all of us is don't park where you are. I don't care if you have achieved the highest degree of what you believe your spiritual journey is. If you're still breathing, there's still something for you to do. If you're in a situation like John, where there are medical issues, or if there are financial issues, or if there are whatever the one of the things that kept John going was he did not focus on his lack. He focused out on what he wanted to create. And that was his goal, and that's where he spent all of his time, because he was the more he fell into his own illness, and the more it kind of came back to bite him, the harder he worked, because he knew the importance of have helping other people so that they did not have the medical problems that he had. And he really felt that that was his, you know, his mission in life. And God really blessed him with hooking him up with some spectacular people. And before he was discharged to his own apartment, and did I also tell you that he had renal failure, and so he went to dialysis 3 days a week for hours. So between dialysis and having to put his contacts in because he couldn't see, and having to flip himself into a chair because he had no legs, never once did this man say, this is hard, this is not fair, I don't want to do this, you know, I want to do over. Never once, because his focus was, man, I gotta get out and help these people. I'm going to have a apartment big enough, which he got, to have people actually, you know, be able to fit a few people in my apartment and have these meetings. So wherever you are, don't park where you're at. What is it that you want the most to make a difference in the world? What you want the most for whatever's going on and what you might want right now? Don't lose sight of the bigger picture. And this is for me too. I'm preaching to the choir here. Don't give up. Don't lose sight on what you want the most and settle for what you have right now. One of the ways of that John was able to secure what he did is this was not a solo journey for him. And even though he was very upbeat, he did lean a lot on me in our sessions. And he hooked up with some people who he really couldn't do without, the people that made his prosthetic legs, his girlfriend, the staff at the rehab hospital that, you know, was taking care of him. So what he had were advocates. He had people that noticed him and made things happen for him. And that's what the angels are for us, is they are an advocate. And even though we may not see, we may not get exactly what we want, and even though we may not get it as quickly as we want, does not mean that the thing that we hand the angels are desire to do our life purpose and make a difference. It may not happen instantaneously or how we think it's going to, but it will happen if you continue on your journey. God did not regrow John's legs, which he could have. He did not cure his eyesight, which he could have, because John grew strength from what he was overcoming. And sometimes we are put in situations that are, we may feel harder than hard. Or we may look back, see, John could have also been in constant beat up for having contracted type 2 diabetes. When I should have taken better care of myself, I should have watched my diet, I should have whatever. But he didn't. This is where he was at. And this is also what Christopher Reeve did. This is where I'm at. This is what I have to work with. And I attract people who are going to help me do what I need to do. And, of course, you know that Christopher Reeve was the man who played Superman that had the spinal cord injury and actually did a lot for spinal cord injury research and stem cell research. So it's going through and embracing our problems and our whatever we've got right now. So it's really looking at that and embracing it, because that's where we draw our strength. I was listening to a YouTube video about a young man, I think it was in the early 80s, this young man who was at Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas, was going to be a neurosurgeon, and he went to a gas station to fill his car up and walked in the gas station, and he was a victim of a robbery. He got shot in the back of the head, and the bullet ricocheted throughout his brain, and the neurosurgeon said, with the damage he had, it was not only a miracle that he survived, but he should not have been able to walk or talk or think, or he should have pretty much just been a vegetable. And he was tested, cognitively tested, when he was in the hospital, and even the neuropsychologist that did the test said, you're never going to go back to college, and you're never going to amount, you know, really cognitively to anything. And he thought to himself, who are you to say what I can and can't do? And that was the motivation for him to not only get out of the hospital, but graduate from college. And a year and a half later, he found himself back at the University of Texas. And he ended up graduating with some of the highest marks. In his class, he was the valedictorian. And he became a social worker. And he would go to the hospital, and he would share his story. And people found strength and inspiration and hope having heard what he went through. And it's the same for us. People don't want advice, or they don't want to hear the story of somebody who's never been through anything, who's never struggled, who was born rich, and they just sort of sit around and, you know, watch soap operas and eat bonbons all day. People don't want to hear advice or hear them talk, because they don't know what it's like to have suffered. And it's through what we suffer that breaks us open and humbles us and gives us compassion and gives us the ability to reach out to other people who are hurting. And this man who was shot is now, he's also a motivational speaker. He travels the United States sharing his story. And from the interviews that they had on this YouTube, everyone who heard him thought he was better than what they were going to hear, because anyone who's hurt and understands pain and disappointment and rejection and fear and how am I going to pay my bills, or is anyone ever going to love me, or am I ever going to feel good again? We need each other. And sometimes our way of helping people is working through our own pain and disappointment, and knowing that God's got our back. So, time you're stressed. Next time you don't know what to do. Next time you call on the angels and you don't feel like they're listening to you, or they're over helping somebody else because they like somebody else better. Take a step back and breathe. And just kind of chuckle to yourself. And remember who you are. Remember that you are made of God's stuff, that you are here for to learn a life lesson and to put your personal stamp on the earth by living your life purpose. And that the event that you're going through at the time, part of your shaping process to help you create what it is you're capable of creating. So remember who you are and why you're here. Remember that you have, even if you don't know what your purpose is, and you don't have a passion, if you don't know your purpose and you have a passion, go for your passion. If you don't know what your purpose is and you're really not passionate about anything, go for what you enjoy. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes your heart sing. And when you do that, you will begin to develop a passion, or you will find a way that you can make your personal mark on the earth. You will not be given anything that you can't handle. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And I have been to some people like you and like me, I can honestly say I have been to the bottom. I have been to the bottom and I have found it that it is solid. And the one thing I found when I got to the bottom was that there was nowhere to go but up. So I started climbing up. One rock at a time, one handhold at a time, one place to set my foot at a time. I can honestly say that I have been to the bottom and it is solid. So no matter how far you fall, you're not going to fall all the way through. There is a stopping point. So whatever you are given, know that you can handle it. Be as strong as you can. Take care of yourself. For some people, that'll do what relaxes you. Whether it's watching a comedy show or taking a bubble bath or drinking a latte or going out with a friend, taking a walk, petting a puppy, do whatever relaxes you. And be adaptable, because the angels are going to give you opportunities for growth, opportunities to be of service, opportunities to take care of yourself. Going to be given something, and it's probably not going to look the way that you think it's supposed to look. But if you are adaptable and flexible, then you can kind of go with however you know things are flowing for you at that moment. Be good to yourself and be good to other people. And whatever you do, always remember to keep moving one foot forward. You have a dream, you have a goal. if you it, hey, you have a passion, you have a purpose. If not any of that, go for what makes you happy. Go for what you enjoy. Keep putting one step in front of the other. You know, Winston Churchill said, if you find yourself in hell, just work your way through it. The worst thing you can do is stop. The worst thing you can do is say, I give up, I quit, this is too hard, I must be doing something wrong. Because even if you're on the right road, you still have to keep moving. So this is an opportunity. As we start the holiday season, which can be stressful for a lot of people as we think about a new year coming up, this is an opportunity to take a look back at or take stock in where you are now. And evaluate where you're at, where you want to be, if you have a passion, if you are doing things that make you feel good and make you happy. But like John, this is not an exercise of beat up. This is not an exercise of beating yourself up for everything you did wrong. It's an opportunity to be grateful for what you've accomplished this past year, what you've learned, how you've grown, where you're at, because I bet you that you're further along the road than you were at this time last year. Whether it's life lessons that you've learned, things you have accomplished, or things you want to accomplish. There's been phenomenal growth for all of us in this past year. So remember that your belief in yourself is the most important thing that you have. The stand that you take, and when you look at yourself in the mirror and that person that looks back at you and know that that person in the mirror has done the very best that they could, then you are indeed blessed. And if you can keep that personal sense of the stand that you take, that's what changes the world. That's what John did. Even if he couldn't stand, he will change the world. He will change his part of the world, and he is going to make a huge ripple because he has followed his heart and his dreams, which came about through losing his health. So I'm challenging you to make a stand and draw a line in the sand of what you will tolerate and what you won't. So, Mark, we're at the point here.
All righty. Yeah, I think, I was listening to what you said, and I think the thing that always comes to mind, and I saw this up on Facebook, I'm not sure who posted it, but it basically said that something great is coming down the road, so don't stop walking.
Right.
So I like that. That was good. All right, everybody, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Before I go through and give out the normal information, I want to just let you know that if you want to call in for a free reading or some guidance or some angel cards to be pulled, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. You're listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The shows are available for replay about 15 minutes after each show is over. and you can always go back and listen to any of the shows in the archives. To find out more about this show and other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, Dr. Connie, back to you.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to end the show here with a quote by Michelangelo. And he said, "The greatest danger for most of us is not that we aim too high and miss it, but it is that we aim too low and we reach it." And if I could impart anything to you this evening, it is how amazing you are, because anyone who listens to these shows has a desire for a spiritual awakening or improving their spiritual life or just learning more for their own edification. But it's people who are wanting to make a connection with God and with the angels and with the universe. And there, God wants so much for us that part of our problem is we just don't look up high enough to see where we can go. We get afraid. We get, we listen to this, to the messages that we've been given as we were growing up. People in our family don't do that. You know, girls or boys shouldn't or should do this or that. And we take on all of that, the rules of everybody else. And we keep putting on these layers of clothing until it gets heavier and heavier, and we're weighted down more and more. And then we actually start to believe that we're really not supposed to go to college or you know, get married or be successful or whatever, whatever rules and regulations that our family or community or our church or our the laws of whatever we live by. And we actually start believing that because I am a woman, I shouldn't have my own business, or because I am a man, I should not pursue my, you know, deepest dream and just go to work and take care of my family or whatever. And so I'm going to ask you to do something, and that would be to find a quiet spot, get you some paper and a pen, take some deep breaths, and allow your heart to open and your mind to sort of shut down. Call in your guardian angels and whomever else you align yourself with, the ascended masters, whether they're it's Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad or Kuan Yin or, you know, Gandhi, any of these great religious leaders that walked on earth and are no longer here. Align yourself with those. And I want you to write on the top of your page, how can I respect myself enough to walk away from anything that no longer serves me, helps me grow, or makes me happy? How do I respect myself enough? How can I do that? to walk away from anything or anybody that no longer serves me, helps me grow, or makes me happy. And then I want you to write. I want you to write whatever comes to your mind. Some of it may not make sense. Sometimes the initial writing is just our ego self trying to protect us from growing spiritually. So keep writing. And as you just write down whatever you're thinking, you will start getting messages on how you can respect yourself. You will start realizing people, places, or things that no longer serve you. And the reason they no longer serve you is because you are vibrating at a higher frequency. Things that used to attract you and the things that you used to really enjoy doing or people you used to really enjoy being with, they just don't seem that fascinating anymore. And it's not that they've changed, it's that you've changed. You're growing closer to your angels, and you're growing closer to being your divine self. And as a result, the full places and things that aren't equally growing are that the distance between the two of you are just going to be bigger and bigger. So before you start this whole holiday thing of family and all, I would really encourage you to ask your angels, how do I respect myself enough? How do I love me enough to be able to walk away from people, places, and things that no longer serve me or help me to grow or make me happy? And it's not that you won't talk to these people again or maybe be in their life anymore, but you'll be able to detach in a way that what they say or do just doesn't affect you the way that it used to. But this is a step toward finding that sacred place within you and dwelling there. And when you get there, you will know it because your purpose will be crystal clear. And you may not know how you're going to achieve it, but you'll know what it is you want to do. And if you keep your focus on, as John did, if you keep your focus on the goal of being the best and serving others and making a difference and being aligned with God and the angels, if you do that, then you're not somebody said something bad about me and I didn't get the job that I want and I didn't. All the little mundane little things that keep us trapped. So as, you know, Michelangelo said, I would challenge you to set your standard much higher. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care if you're balancing the world on one finger while you're playing tennis with your other hand. I don't care what you're doing. If you're still breathing, there's still work for you to do. There's work for me to do. this work for most to do. How can I be the best I can be in the situation that I am right now? How can I bloom where I'm planted? What can I do? Who can I be of service to? How can I find a ceremony or a ritual that will increase my vibrational level where I'm closer to God? I'm closer to spirit. What do you need to do to take care of you? And are you doing things that, I don't want to say this. Are you doing things that really don't serve you, but you do them out of habit, or you do it out of fear? But it's only in the bearing our soul and really looking at, wow, this job, this relationship, this mindset, this whatever I've been doing is just a dead end. And it's really coming to the awareness of that so that you can shift into something else. The shift won't happen overnight. The shift may not be easy. But the angels and the Creator are always moving us toward us becoming our higher selves. And that's why we get the life lessons that we get. People, places, and things that wound us or put us in a situation where we get to learn something. I don't know about you. Most of mine are pretty uncomfortable. But I'm getting better at saying, okay, there's a lesson here. What do I get to learn from this? And if I can't figure it out, I'll ask somebody that I trust. Okay, I'm going through this. I know there's a lesson. I just can't see it. And that keeps me from becoming a victim and becoming that life just happens and it's out of my control. But if I know that I'm an active participant in learning this lesson, makes the situation totally different. So I've now removed myself from being a victim and, oh my God, what am I going to do? And this is so horrible and all the stuff that I can do so well, to being an observer and taking charge and saying, okay, this is where I'm at. There's a lesson here. What do I get to learn? Thank you for my lesson. And it totally changes my outlook, because now I am grateful, God and the angels and the individual or the thing or the place that put me in that situation so that I could learn. So can't stress enough the angel's message in that it is time. It is time to let go of those things that are no longer serving you. It is time to get out of the victim mentality so that, like John, I take my life and I just shake it up and go, okay, great, I can do something with this. And not only can I do it, but man, this is great. This is awesome. I can change my feet out for flippers. I can be grateful for anything. So you are where you're at, whatever your circumstance, your life choices have put you there. And the lessons learned just keeps you moving straight down your path. If you're asking yourself, gee, am I on the right path? I really want to do what God wants me to do and the angels want me to do. Then the answer is, yeah, you're on the right path. Now, it's how high can I go? What can I create? You know, are there things that weigh me down that I need to shift away from? How can I be like John? How can I take my what would be debilitating for the average person? And, you know, John all but developed wings and flew. He used to send me inspirational quotes because his whole life was one big inspiration. I look forward to being with him because his energy was so fantastic. I never walked out of there that I didn't feel better. And that, regardless of your situation, most of you guys have legs. Most of you guys have pretty decent vision. Most of you guys are probably are not in renal failure and your kidneys aren't shutting down. And if you are, most of you don't have all three of those going on at the same time. We have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. And the angels are just saying it is so time to shift into a higher vibration by just the way we think. And to not be afraid to move forward so that when people are around us, see no legs, blind eyes, and when you're going to dialysis again. And dialysis, if you guys don't know, it's about a 4-hour process where they take the fluids in your body and they filter them and it's this process of just sending it back and forth through a filter. This is 3 hours a week or 4 hours a day that you go sit in a chair. So, into getting off of where we're at and finding something bigger. It's choosing to be positive and to be grateful and know that that's how I'm just going to live my life, is being positive and grateful. Whether you have to type out 1,000 positive quotes or, you know, pepper your house and car with sticky notes that say, smile, have a great day, whatever that takes for you. If we can believe that the universe is in perfect order and that we are part of a universe that is in perfect order, then our lives are going the way that they need to go. Our lives are going in the way that they need to go so we learn the lessons that we need to, so that we are being prepared to do the life work that we're meant to do, that we work out any karmic stuff that needs to be worked out so that we can shed that and move on, that wherever we're at, that's kind of where we're supposed to be, but not where we're supposed to stay. This is the opportunity of saying, here I am now, great, where do I get to go next? What do I want to create? And then knowing that it's possible. The only reason that most people, any successful person is successful, is because they didn't give up. The only reason we look at these people and go, wow, gee, I wish I could do that, is because they got up every day and they did what they had to do to get through the day without ever losing their goal. When Walt Disney was trying to create his car company, he lost everything and actually lived in his office in a dog food. When Abraham Lincoln was running for, he ran for office, I believe, 8 different times. He was bankrupt twice, had a nervous breakdown, and was in the hospital for months. Finally achieved the highest office in the land, only to be confronted with the Civil War. And then as soon as the war was over, he got shot. You just keep going. You just put one foot in front of the other. I have a goal. I have a dream. I have a purpose. I know that I'm here for a reason. I don't know why I'm here. Great. Then find your passion. I'm not passionate. Great. Then do what makes you happy. It's okay to be happy. Your growth will help somebody else. Your life will be an inspiration. The lessons will make you stronger. The joyful times will be more joyful. The rough times will be a little bit easier. Find what you want to do and then do that. Know that God and the angels have got your back. And take care of yourself this holiday season. Instead of, what am I going to do? I don't have any money. I can't afford to do everything my family wants me to do. I can't da-da-da-da-da. Instead of getting into victim mentality, this can be the most amazing holiday season and the most amazing beginning of a new year you have ever experienced because you choose it to be that. Excuse me, because you choose it to be that way. I'm choosing to be positive. I'm choosing to be grateful. I'm choosing just to let that lead me. I am attached and aligned to a perfect universe. That anything that goes on in my life is for my growth. Let me learn my lesson, God, so I can move past this. So that's pretty much what I really felt like the angels wanted me to express. Be as inspirational as John. Look at what you can do as opposed to what you can't do or what you don't have. And make it enjoyable and make it fun. And know that it's all perfect. It's all perfect because we live in a perfect universe. So, Mark, I don't know if you have anything to kind of wrap things up this evening.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is just share with everybody something that I think would be very interesting. It was shared with me last week by a friend of mine named Dawn, a great intuitive and healer. She had said basically, if you ever get in a place where you feel stuck, like you feel like everything should be working and it's not, One of the things that was coming through as guidance was to basically jot down what we would call the joy list, and that is to write 10 things that bring joy into your life. And basically what you want to do is just feel those in your heart and try to accomplish as many things on your joy list as possible. I like to almost think of it as like the bucket list. And supposedly by doing that, it gives you what you need to kind of grease the wheels and get something that might be stuck or what might be blocking your flow to actually kind of open up. So just something for people to try out.
Cool.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and just close everything down. As always, it's great to have you on. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and this is In the Arms of the Angel, so it's Dr. Connie. And you can hear her every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show is available for replay and download and iPod and iTunes and all that great stuff. You can find out more about this show and other shows by going to the website www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Dr. Connie, I know you have a couple different things on your website, some free stuff and some paid stuff. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website to everybody?
www.drconniesays.com. And I would also love to hear from any of you, drconniesays@gmail.com. So I had actually had one listener chat with me for a little bit. It was great. I really appreciated it, and it was helpful for me to know, you know, what's going on with y'all too. So that'd be great.
Excellent. Well, I will catch you on the radio next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.